It's just after dawn on what will be a sunny late spring day. Charlie Muse is standing at a fold-out card table set up on a dirt road. We're in a damp, dewy meadow at Panola Mountain State Park in southern DeKalb County at his bird banding station. A volunteer just brought him a little drawstring cotton bag that's twitching. He sticks his hand in.
It's very jumpy. This feels like a wren. It's always fun to try to guess what species is in the bag. It's a little game we always play here.
He pulls out a little brown bird. It fits easily in his palm. He guessed right, it's a Carolina wren. And he's caught this particular bird before.
So this is a recapture. So the first thing you need is the band number.
This wren already has a tiny metal bracelet around its leg, identifying it.
1531.
He dictates information to a volunteer to take down. Age, sex, weight, what shape the wren's feathers are in.
Age is 5 by LS. Sex is F by B dash.
Muse has been banding birds in this meadow at Panola Mountain for 8 years. He has a contract with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources to do this research.
We're learning things like site fidelity. You know, are migratory birds coming back to the same area year after year after year? We're learning productivity, how many young they're producing. We're learning survivability, how long do these birds live?
He's learning when migrating birds get here, when they nest, and when they leave.
The purpose for the station is to monitor the change in bird populations over time as folks with state parks and the non-game division of DNR are restoring the area. All right, and so we let this guy go.
This area used to be a field for cattle grazing. Since the early 2000s, the state has been planting native grasses and flowers here, with the idea to try to make it look more like the kind of open meadow that would have existed before Europeans settled in Georgia. As the state's restored the land, Muse says he's seen changes in the bird population.
We've got a long way to go, and yet we're seeing increased site fidelity, increased longevity, increases in the species that we're looking for.
One thing he's learned from banding birds here and at another smaller area is the birds prefer a much bigger open space, even if it's not perfectly restored. It's like choosing an older house instead of a pristine studio apartment. So compared to the 120-acre meadow we're standing in now,
if we had like a 6-acre patch of land and we made it into absolutely perfect habitat, honestly, we wouldn't be helping a whole lot of species, and we wouldn't be helping most of those species a whole lot.
Here's how Muse and his group of volunteers catch the birds. They erect big black nylon nets around the meadow. They're like extra long volleyball nets with super thin string. The birds don't see them when they're flying around. The banders walk back and forth between the nets all morning so birds don't get stuck for too long.
All right, well, let's go ahead and check them out.
One of the regular volunteers is Ann Armstrong. She lives in Macon and drives here before sunrise 2 Saturdays a month. She says it's worth it because she likes to contribute to conservation.
And just the wonder of being out in these fields that are just teeming with life.
She finds a little yellow and olive green bird in a net.
Common yellow throat. The yellow throats are the ones you hear singing that go witchity, 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 witch. And they can be kind of tricky to extract because they're so tiny.
She has a hook, a kind used by knitters, to free the bird from the nylon strands of the net.
You can't get in a hurry, and you can't flinch, because the safety of the birds always comes first. There we go.
She takes the bird back to the banding station so Muse can get its stats.
We catch lots of yellow throats.
Around Atlanta, common yellow throats are common. Muse says even though serious birders might not get excited about them, they're important for this research.
From a scientific point of view, there's very little value in a rare species. We get all excited, you know, oh, I've only handled two of these ever and all that sort of thing. But what's really valuable from a scientific point of view and from a conservation point of view are these things that we catch lots of all the time.
He says it makes sense to watch the common birds because if something started to happen and one of those species started running into trouble, he might catch it before the brink of extinction.
Watching what's happening to birds now before they get almost to the end is just the sensible way to do things.
Muse gets all the info he needs from the yellow throat. He opens his palm and lets the bird get back to its mourning.
Don't come back today. Come back as many times as you want, but just once a day, please.
Muse and the banding volunteers are out at Panola Mountain every other Saturday all year long. The state is still working on restoring the meadow. It's one of the first projects of its kind in North Georgia. Molly Samuel, WABE News.